Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the DuPont McRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 176 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Klinsman up in westerly. Hello, Mr. Klinsman.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Ah, it's just a beautiful day, sir. Beautiful day.
Is it? You would love it up here today.
Is it nice and warm?
Well, we got like an early morning rainstorm.
Okay.
And then the sun came out and it was humid. The air was thick, like upper 80s. You go outside, you could feel like the weight of the atmosphere on you.
That's beautiful.
You like that, don't you? That's
yeah.
A nice day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
It was humid, but it was warm. It's been warm this week. It's, you know, we're getting into those dog days now here in Rhode Island, and people start complaining about how it's too hot and humid.
Yeah, on my way home, I got a message from one of my weather terrorist friends up in Omaha, Nebraska, and it is 96 degrees, feels like 114.
Did you research that?
No, I mean, it's a picture from his phone.
Oh, okay.
So it was currently 96 in the Omaha metropolitan area.
It felt like 114.
Felt like 114. And at that time, I took a picture of where I was, and it was 75 degrees.
Oh, you had a beautiful 75-degree day today?
75 degrees. Well, it didn't start off that way. We had our afternoon shower pass through, but it didn't get over like 91, 92.
Oh, okay.
Typical weather terrorist. So, I couldn't. It was too hot down there in the summer. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Nathan Hankey, I'm calling you out.
Is he a listener?
No, he doesn't listen. That's a kid who I went up to his wedding up in Lincoln.
Yeah, no, I knew that. Yeah. I assume you don't have that many friends in Omaha.
Not many. I don't have many friends, period.
Right, that's what I mean.
When I spent 25 years in Rhode Island, you could count the number of friends on one hand, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
It's a good observation. You probably figured that that was my only friend up there.
I just took a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Nah, nothing.
No?
No.
Big week this week for you, right?
It's a big week this week, Billy. We gotta go down to the design center on Friday.
Oh, you must be thrilled.
It's a great thing.
I mean, most people, like, when they buy a house, you go to the open houses. So you get to do all that, like, through the model homes, and then you get to, like, build it from scratch.
Yes.
Which is nice. So you get the bare bones, and then you know all the basics, and you could do your upgrades, and all of a sudden you could just see that bill racking up.
Yes.
It's like when you go... You ever go to the casinos and, like, see the slot machines where they have the progressive jackpot?
Yeah.
That
uh-huh.
just goes up and up as
just
people play.
Going up.
That's
going
to be the price of your house. You just see, like, a little scoreboard above it going up. Oh, 284. No, 306. Oh, you're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Well, we had to go to our orientation 2 weeks ago where they just, like, get you familiarized with the center.
Oh, boy.
And you spend, like, literally 3 hours that night. And then, like, they
on
have...
On the orientation?
During the orientation, yeah. This is how crazy this builder is. And so they kind of show you the price sheet and how to work the price sheet. And then, okay, here's a tile, here's this, here's that, here's flooring, here's the carpeting, all that crap, fixtures. So you spend about 3 hours, and they have about, like, four or five designers there who just kind of bounce around and answer questions. So then they said, we highly recommend that you come back again. So we came back the following week, last Monday, and spent another probably hour and a half walking around, finalizing what we want. And then we met with my realtor Saturday, him and his partners from Bill Ricker.
Bill Ricker, Massachusetts.
Bill Ricker. Bill Ricker, Massachusetts. So we had coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, spent about 2 hours going over stuff with him. And he's one of those... I was afraid he was going to be like, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. And I was going to have carpeting in the dining room and in the bathrooms, you know, one of those kind
bathroom,
of
bathroom, yeah.
But I showed him the tile. He's like, I love that tile. He goes, just, he said, don't go crazy. But he's like, where are you right now? And I told him, he's like, that's not crazy for upgrades. He's like, that's good.
Now you just got to hope you can stay to it when you're in there.
Well, yeah, well, we did it. I mean, we're pretty much done. We know what we want.
Man, I have a frog in my throat. Sorry. Do you think they're going to try to, like, upsell you?
No, they don't do that. No, they don't. I was told that they don't do that.
That's good. That's fun, though, going through all that stuff.
I mean, like, one of the things, we have, like, a beautiful walk-in shower.
Nice.
And it's just huge. So Susie wanted to do They have like $1,000 upgrade for like the faucet. It's got like the rain shower and then the other thing where you can wash, you know, your legs and orifice need be. So when we were talking to this,
what do you mean if need be? Like if you need don't normally be, well, wash it.
That's a good point. Although they do not have the bidet upgrade at our place. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would.
But she was saying, because it was $1,000 faucet, but she was saying that you have to, if you want that, you got to get it when they design it, because then they have to put the faucet up higher than where they normally would do it.
Right, they're going to make a hole for the
plumbing.
Yeah,
it's a structural, yeah. Whereas, like, the other ones, you know, like, we're just getting the cheap fixtures in our other two bathrooms, and then we can just go to Home Depot and get the $80 shower head.
If you want, yeah. That makes sense.
And there's a few things, like, we wanted to get everything, do everything that we had to do at the beginning. Like crown molding, we can do after the fact. And then the backsplash, which I love in kitchens. That's, like, a must-do now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people like that. I've never really had one, but I know they are nice.
It just looks good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be fun.
Well, the nice thing is if you pick the stuff now, you can kind of roll it into everything as opposed to doing it later when you got to, like, pony it up all at once.
Right.
So, that's why it's good to do the upgrades where you can.
And, like, a lot of the lighting, we're just going to have it just pre-done, and we're just going to go to a lighting store and buy all that. The ceiling fans, you save money that way, so...
Right.
We're trying to do it on the cheap, but there's, you know, you obviously don't go with the cheap tile and then rip it out six months later. You don't want to have to deal with that headache. And he was even looking at the prices, and he's like, yeah, he's like, this isn't outrageous. They're not really sticking it to you, so if you want this, get it done now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's good to know.
You don't want to build a house and then have to tear it down.
No, that's true. Now, my next question is, this realtor getting the commission on all your upgrades too, or is his commission set now?
See, I don't know how that works. We brought him into the deal just so he can make a few bucks. I mean, talking about him not having to do much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, okay, this is what we want. So, like, he just came when we signed the contract, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't cost, the only person who has to pay is the builder.
Right.
So, like, the kid who sold us the house, who was fantastic, he's still getting his commission.
Right. Well, it sounds good. That's a very exciting thing. You might have to take some Facebook Live videos while you're there in the design center.
Oh, you want some design center video?
I would like that. It would be nice to see.
If you would appreciate that, then I will do some video.
Yeah, especially, like, on the stuff that's, like, way high-end that you're not going to do. Like the gold-plated,
They don't have... It's not ridiculous. They don't have ridiculous stuff. It's Pedro Martinez. So what's going on up there? I hear that we have the U.S. Amateur.
Well, no, the Rhode Island Amateur.
Oh, the Rhode Island... That's right, the Rhode Island Amateur.
It's at Valley Golf and Country Club this week.
Valley Golf and Country Club.
I don't think it's a country club. It is technically Valley Country Club, but it's only a golf course.
Okay.
And a restaurant. But they started on Monday, and then a little rain this morning delayed the start of round two of the qualifying rounds, and it moves on to match play for the rest of the week.
So is this one of those tournaments that if people aren't happy with the conditions, somebody could lose a job? Is it one of those types of deals?
Yeah, probably.
There's a lot of stress. Por favor, well, Frank is sleeping with one eye open.
Well, you know what? It's funny, though, because I sent you the link to that YouTube video, and they talked to all the guys who are at the top of the leaderboard, and they're like, oh, the golf course was great. Yeah, you shot 68. Of course you think the golf course was great. Talk to the guy who shot 86 and see what he thinks of the joint.
Is it the same usual suspects?
No, it's all new. I was talking to my
Tom Machado's not in there anymore.
He was in. He's
Tommy Machado. How about Dr. George Perry?
Yeah, well, he's a member at Valley.
George Perry's and I'm sure Charles Blanchard the 15th is playing.
No, he did not play.
He didn't play, huh?
No, he didn't play. So there's a lot of new blood in there. There's some of the old timers still sticking around, but a lot of new blood.
How about Gary Frank Aruda? How'd he do? Did he make the qualify?
No, I didn't qualify.
No, would you shoot 97, 103?
Yeah, WD. They had a qualifier at Cranston Country Club, though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, the pre-qualifier.
There was a good player who used to play out of Cranston. I forgot who it was.
Was it Michael Hurley?
No. Well, he was good, but that was only up until 18. That was like the pre...
Oh, the junior member?
Yeah, the little junior circuit.
I don't know. Yeah, it's good. I'm probably going to swing by Thursday. Leave work early and go watch some of the...
I'm surprised you didn't take this week off and go loop.
Oh, I could have made
get your paycheck and get a few hundred bucks cashish. Oh, hell yeah, Bill.
I worked on the Greens crew for a couple of years. I'd be like, they could. I'd start a bidding war.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if anybody knows those Greens, it's you.
Oh yeah. This one looks like it's gonna break left. It's going downhill there.
What are they stimping?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Maybe we'll do a. I'll let you know. There was a quote in the newspaper today. It said the Greens were perfect. So that's good.
Really?
Yeah. When you watch that video, take a look. The place looks nice. I haven't been out there, but if you look at it during the break, watch the video and
it looks good, huh?
See how it looks. They show some action shots. So, you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
I certainly would love to, Billy.
So this week I have a brew, the Wachusett Brewery. It's their summer ale. It's an American wheat ale with a hint of lemon. 4.7% alcohol by volume. Wachusett Brewery out of Massachusetts.
Wachusett Mountain, right?
Yeah.
Little ski area.
Wachusett.
Wachusett.
Yeah, this is a good one. I like this. A nice summer brew. Almost has like that Blue Moon flavor to it a little bit.
I see.
All right, Billy. I got nothing else to add. Are you watching the video right now?
No, I haven't opened. I'll open it up later. I don't want to open up too many things and
ruin perhaps, our Skype session.
Yeah, perhaps disturb our Skype session. So
that's always a possibility.
It is. Why ruin a good thing right now?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I just closed out of mine. Well, let's take us to break then.
All right, Bill. We're going to go to break.
At the first day of the Rhode Island Amateur, Jake Bauer out of Montauk summed up the game of golf. It was the worst of times. Yes, that's his club ending up closer to the pin than his ball. But golf can also be the best of times, with an eagle 3 on the 18th hole to bring unbridled joy. At 1-under, he was within 3 after the morning flight. Playing partner and past champion Dr. George Peary with a birdie on 18. At 2-over, Peary was 6 back. Vincent Batista with a rare birdie on the 12th. This hole saw a slew of balls end up short and in the water. Batista, 6-over, 78. The morning flight led by last year's runner-up and two-time finalist Kevin Silva. He ended up at 4-under to lead by 1.
You know, the golf course, I did some good preparation out on the golf course. You know, I came out and played 9 holes on Friday and then came out and played yesterday. It was windy, pretty windy yesterday, I feel like. So I got a decent idea of how the course can play. I had some success, 2 years ago and last year. I had a good summer last year.
By the way, defending champ Davis Chatfield, who Silva lost to in a playoff last year, had to withdraw with injury. Tyler Cook just won back of Silva after the morning, tying Jamie Lukowitz with a 3-under 69.
The conditions of the golf course were pretty good today. The greens were very receptive, and then when I teed off early at 8:36, there wasn't a lot of wind out there, so I got off to a good start.
Rob Grosguth was also at 3-under until bogeying the birdieable 18th.
Greens were great. I putted great. I mean, put a sour taste in my mouth, bogeying the 18th hole of par 5, but I'll take 70 in these conditions any day. Of course, in phenomenal shape. Definitely no problems there.
Joseph Tucker also 2-under despite a tough 3-putt bogey here on the 6th, which was his 15th hole of the day. In the afternoon, not many could challenge Silva's 4-under 68.
I came into this tournament, you know, not expecting anything. Like I'm here trying to do the stroke play qualifying like everybody. You know, I haven't been tearing it up at all by any means to be sitting back on my heels saying, okay, you know what I mean? Like just put me into match play. That is not the case. You know, I got some treacherous greens and I just need to be on top of my game again.
Mission accomplished, yeah. Just another good one tomorrow to get into match play and then it's anyone's game.
While tomorrow a few will be battling for medalist honors, most just trying to battle to get in the top 32 and advance to match play. For a look at all your scores,
all right, we're back for break. This is episode 176 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. I'm joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly.
Is that correct?
Would that be a correct statement, Billy?
That is correct.
Okay.
Sorry, I was looking at my earbud.
What are you trying to scoop the cheese out of it? You ever use a golf tee to get that stuff out?
No, I haven't used a golf tee.
No. Golf tees cure everything, a lot of things. Actually, you can't get the steak out of your teeth. Usually I'll use a scorecard.
Scorecards are good for that.
Or a matchbook or something. And like fold it in half.
Yeah, matchbook cover.
Yep. Scorecards and golf tees. I mean, pretty much of the hygiene. That's all I have in my closet. I don't have Q-tips or anything. I just grab a scorecard or a golf tee.
Yeah. Why brush your teeth when you can use a scorecard?
Exactly. 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 The golf tee is much better than, you know, floss or any other type of dental device.
Do you keep one behind your ear at all times when you're working?
Sometimes, you know what? I noticed that I did. I looked in my rearview mirror and I had the one that's kind of like behind your ear, behind your head, tucked in that golf cap. You never know when you're going to need one.
That's true.
I mean, I guarantee MacGyver used, probably got himself out of three or four situations just with a golf tee and a half a scorecard.
Or if he didn't, he could have.
He could have, yes. Very, certainly. Very good point.
So, William, what would you like to discuss this week? You came up with a pretty fun idea, and I'd like you to introduce it to our listening public.
Okay, I texted you a few days ago, and I said, you win the all-time lottery. Like, say, $1.5
billion. Yeah, that's a good one.
What attractions do you want to put in your backyard? We've all thought about that, have we not?
Yeah, like, what would you want if you could put it in the backyard? Yeah.
What would you want if you could put it in the backyard? And like I said, it has to have re-rideability. It's not necessarily your favorite attraction, but the one that you want to go on six or seven times. Mm-hmm. And then get off and go have a hot dog, maybe watch a couple holes of golf, and then go right back into that backyard fun station.
That would be fantastic. So you wanted to come up with a list of five, right?
I have a list of five.
Now, you did some extra research, so I didn't get a chance to go into this. You were looking at costs and things like that? Did you?
That is correct. Well, it obviously had to fit into our budget.
So what's our budget? $1.5 billion?
Yeah, I mean, after taxes or so, I mean, you know, about $1 billion.
And so we're looking at, well, like $800-900 million free and clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to be foolish with this money, is what I'm saying.
No, speak for yourself. I don't know how much this stuff costs. You were able to find that information pretty easily?
You kind of had to, like, cross-compare a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Because you were getting, okay, this costs this, this costs that. But then I was finding websites that said, like, average roller coasters were between $1 million and $12 million. Dark rides were between $20 and $50 million. You kind of put a guesstimate of, in your head, what you think an attraction might cost. And as I go through my list, I might ask you, what do you think this ran? And we'll see how close you are. Because I was pretty close.
Okay, that's fair. That sounds good to me. That's something that we could do. I have no idea. I didn't look into it, so I can't really say how much stuff's going to cost, but we'll go that way.
I was sitting in the cart barn. We had nothing going on, and we had some inclement weather. Mm-hmm. So I was just sitting in the cart barn doing my research. I had my little notepad right on the steering wheel. I took the golf cart off and clipped up my notepad. It's the most extensive research I've done for a show in about 2 years.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my other question I have is, do we have to take into account, like, upkeep costs, or is it just a one-time thing? Like,
oh, it's a one-time thing, and then we got our engineers on staff. They don't have to fix computers and stuff. They're out in the backyard.
For example, if you picked, like, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, you don't have to have, like, veterinarians and animal husbandry people on staff.
Oh, no.
So those gorillas, they'll take care of themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Or the tigers. I know I'm going to have people jump down my throat. I forget which one's which all the time. I think Maharaja has the tigers. And the other one, the Pangani, which is now called Gorilla Falls. I think that one has the gorillas, since it's called Gorilla Falls. Anyway, I'm not picking either of those. That was just a for example.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, another question I have, which we'll definitely get to, because it's going to come up. And I guess I'll save that question for when it happens.
And by the way, Mr. Klinsman, these questions should have all come up during our pre-meeting, the one that we have the day before we do our show.
I wanted this to come up to the public, so the public knows what we're working with.
Okay.
Yeah, like our orientation, like when you pick your...
Exactly, where we come up with our notes and we have our team sitting with us.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started here, and then when it comes around, I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
So the first thing... you want me to start or you want to start?
You go ahead and start. We'll go 5 through 1 if that's okay.
Sure. The first thing I would put in as far as my number 5, so this would be the first thing I'd get rid of, but I was thinking I need a centerpiece. I need something. If I'm going to have these 5 attractions in my backyard, I can't just have them sitting around willy-nilly. I need something to be the focal point. And I'm going to put in the Tree of Life from Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, what is it with you and that damn tree, Bill?
I love it. I know you do. I can stare at it all day. Now, the question is, does it come with, like, all the good stuff? Like, now do I get that show that's projected on it every night automatically? Does that get rolled into my... If I have the tree, does all the good stuff come with it?
Sure, why not? The only problem is you can't watch it from your living room. You're going to have to, like, drive a mile so that you can really see it.
Yeah, go stand on the neighbor's front porch. Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, that's true. So then also, because of the Tree of Life, I'd also get that it's a bug. It's tough to be a bug show would be in there as well.
Now you're really trying to scrounge some extras in here.
Well, it's in the Tree of Life itself. It's not like it's next to it. It's contained within it. So I think that's fair to take that. But even if you took it out, I'd still pick the Tree of Life. That's just a added bonus. Now, that thing's got to be up there in the hundreds of millions to build, right?
I'd have to say, yeah.
I have no idea what it cost them to build that because it's all rolled in when they built the whole park. But I would say like 80 to 150 to build that thing. Anyway, so what's your number five? Do you have thoughts on that? Do you want to make any comments?
Or I'm just not a fan of the Tree of Life. I never really have been. But I know that's like one of your biggest loves on Disney property.
Yes, it is. All right, well, what's your number five?
My number five is Spaceship Earth. Now, when I was doing my research, this is the one that I had trouble with. They said that Epcot cost about $1.4
billion. Wow.
And
is that adjusted for inflation? Or
no,
was that
I think that was back then. Because they said the original estimate was $600 million. I said, Jesus. I said, the governor of Rhode Island must have taken on that project.
Doubled it up. Discount double check.
a little triple action there. It's not a big deal. We'll just raise a couple taxes on the wealthy and we'll be able to cover the cost.
$1.2 billion to build Epcot Center?
$1.4 billion.
$1.4. That has to be adjusted for inflation.
Maybe not.
I don't know. We'll have to look into it. Yeah, that's... So I'm guessing that's going to be in the 60 to 100 range for the Spaceship Earth, though.
Oh, easy. I'm looking at $1.4 billion. You would think Spaceship Earth might almost be 10% of that. I mean, because in Future World, that's where most of their attractions were, but I'm not seeing these pavilions being overly expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just the site work would be extensively expensive, though, turning all that into...
Because I'd guess at the time that was probably 50 to 100 million, wouldn't you think, out of that 1.4 billion?
Yeah, easily. But think about just all the prep work, how much labor must have gone into that. Like digging out the
pond. Said it took 2.5 years to build.
Yeah, I believe it. That's quick, actually, for a whole park. It took them like 5 years to build that Pandora thing. That's not too bad. That's pretty quick if you think about it.
And that's a ride that I never want to get out of. I love that ride.
I almost picked that. That was almost on my list, and I just didn't go with it because I had a lot of stuff from Epcot.
That's almost mine and Susie's favorite because I love the story. I love the smells.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's so perfect, and it's so old school.
Yeah.
And they haven't tweaked it too much. I love that.
No, that's true. Although, we'll see now because I'm sure you heard that Siemens ended their corporate sponsorship.
I did find that. Yep, I did see that.
So, I wonder if they'll change it. I read somewhere, and I don't remember where it was, that every time the corporate sponsor changed, they changed the narration on the ride. So, they may do a little refresher when they get a new corporate sponsor.
Be nice
sponsor
to go back to Walter Cronkite, wouldn't it?
That would be pretty
cool. That'd be fabulous.
But anyway, so that's good. So, you got the... Spaceship Earth is your number five.
Yes.
My number four, I'm going to stick in Epcot. And this one, I think you might stand up and applaud. And most people wouldn't call this an attraction, but to you and I, it's something that we flock to. And that's the Rose and Crown Pub right in my backyard.
Oh, you're putting that in your backyard?
Oh, yeah. Going in, having a drink, having the piano playing, getting a scotch egg whenever you want. You're telling me that doesn't have re-rideability? Anytime you feel like a cold one, you have your friends over, sit down at the bar.
Wow.
That fish and chips with steak anytime.
Wow.
You don't like that choice? Or
I do like that.
So that's my number four.
I do like that.
That's probably not too much. That's probably like $6 million.
Do I throw a restaurant in there? I take one out and put a restaurant in there.
Oh, now I'm changing your list and everything. I'm also thinking that's pretty budget-friendly.
It is budget-friendly. You cheap bastard. You win $1 billion and you're only spending $6 million for crying out
just
loud.
A one table service.
You got the Tree of Life in a pub. You're depriving your children, Bill.
Oh, don't depriving worry. They'll have plenty.
All right, where am I going? I'm going to my number four.
Yep.
My favorite roller coaster, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Good choice.
$17 million back in 1979. It was more than the original cost of Disneyland from 1955.
I believe that. And 17 in 1979 would probably be, what, 45, 50 million right
pretty,
now?
Yeah, pretty close. 57 million right now, which is nothing. It's like changing the oil in your car, for crying out loud. Spend some money.
Yeah, that's walking around money.
That's a ride.
You got some big footprints in your backyard.
Well, I was doing top five, but not necessarily we're putting all these five in there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Now, that's a ride I used to go on. We used to go at night, and we would just run from like 11:30 to 12 o'clock. I'd go on that thing 6, 7, 8 times sometimes.
Yeah, it's a good move.
I love that ride.
The interesting thing about that, though, part of the fun is being on with other people and people yelling. I wonder, like, if you're on by yourself, if it would be as fun.
I've gone on by myself. I still enjoy it, don't you?
That's true. Yeah, I would like it. I just don't know if it would have the rewrite ability by yourself.
Well, let's look at the Rosencrown. If the girls are out of town on a weekend,
that's true.
You're not telling me you're going to have 14 and a Scotch egg and steak?
No, that's true. Good point. And there'll be bartenders and waiters there so I could talk to somebody.
You have your piano player.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, that is a beautiful one.
Yeah, I'll start like bringing in my own music. Can you play this, Billy Joel?
And I love you just the way you are. Do 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 do. The only problem is, does it shut down? Like, say 8 o'clock, you put the girls down, you just hear do 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 do, like blasting out of your backyard.
I get the cops showing up on my property every third night. I'd put that one pretty far back on the lot, keep it away from the noise ordinances. You want me to move on to my next one on the list?
Sure.
This is the one I had the question on, so this could be changed depending on your answer here. And I'm guessing you have this on your list, but maybe not. I could be wrong. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority, the People Mover.
Okay.
Now, my question is,
do you have to build all the other things around it?
Right. I mean, even if I just get to look at them.
That's a good question, because I was pondering that all afternoon. And granted, this is my stupid make-believe show, so I can make up the rules.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, but the answer is no. You're not going to have to build a space mountain, go through Buzz Lightyear and all that nonsense.
So what am I going to go through on it? Just like over my arborvitaes and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, but they would try to mimic what you have, but...
Okay. It's not going to be the same.
It's not going to be completely the same.
So I think I might take that out of my list then. With that reason, as much as I like it, the whole part I like is going through all the attractions there and being able to do all the people watching and sightseeing while I'm on it. If I'm just going through my trees and my bushes, then it doesn't have the appeal to me.
I mean, you would have it, you just wouldn't have Space Mountain.
But would I have, like, Carousel of Progress and all that stuff there?
Yeah, you'd drive by it, but it would just maybe be pictures or something.
Like a facade, kind of
yes,
like...
Yes.
Okay, I could deal with that. Then I'm going to keep it.
You're
going
to keep that at number three?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in. No changes necessary. Just facades. I get the background music and everything. I'll be happy with that.
Yes.
All right, good enough. What's your number three?
Number three, we discussed it last week, Susie's favorite ride, Peter Pan's Flight.
Good move.
Again, that's a ride that you just, when it's over, you want to go on it like three times, do you not?
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't make my list. That didn't even come up in my thoughts. Like, that's not something I would want to go on. But yeah, three times.
Problem is, you got to appease the wife. If you're gonna blow like 400, 500, 600 million, 30 of that, which is what the cost is, should be Peter Pan's Flight.
Sure.
You got to throw her a bone every once
in
a while.
No, that's fair. I didn't take my wife into consideration on this. Not even a little bit. This was all about me.
That's all right. You can be selfish when it comes to this.
Okay.
This is your show, Billy. This is your show.
That wouldn't be one of my choices, just because that one, like you said, three times and I'd be done with it for a week. You know what I mean? It's not like one I would want to go on every day. but that's just it doesn't have the nostalgia for me that it does for you and Susie. So
that's fair.
I can understand that. So we're on to my number two, huh? This was
tough.
That
is correct, sir.
I was hoping I could be a weasel and just pick the whole land pavilion and get that in my house and have Living with the Land, Soarin', Sunshine Seasons, Garden Grill, everything in there. But I don't think that would count. That's not really within the spirit of this episode, is it?
No, it's not.
So that being said,
I'm glad that you called a foul on yourself.
I'm saying, like, it was tough to choose between a few things in there. I mean, the restaurants, as much as I like them, I already have a nice restaurant in my yard, so I don't need those.
Show good integrity on your part, Billy.
Thank you. Soarin's one of my favorites. The rewritability on that is through the roof, but I need a boat ride. I can't do this without having a boat ride. So Living with the Land is in the backyard. I get to reap the benefits of all the vegetation and all that stuff, and I could do the behind the seeds tours whenever I want. It's just a really good pick, a solid pick for me. And then plus I'd have gators on site, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my number two. Mm. I was trying to weasel Soarin' in on there, but no, I'm just gonna stick with the Living with the Land.
That was actually on my short list too, Bill.
Yeah, but it didn't make the cut.
It didn't make the cut. Because I was asking myself, if that's a ride when you're done, do you want to get right back on and do it? And for me, the answer was no.
Well, that's fair. That's a good point. But that's one I could do every day once.
Okay.
You know, see the progress. And then you don't have to, like, stay in the boat either. You can, like, hop out halfway through.
Well, they're your own rules. You can stick your hands out. You can jump out. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, like, go off, grab a tomato.
A squash that looks good and it's time to be picked, get your ass out and pick it.
Yeah, go throw it on the grill, bring it over to the Rose and Crown and have them cook it up for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so what's your number two then?
Number two is Soarin'.
Okay, so we got the Land Pavilion on lockdown between the two of us.
Soarin' is one of those that I could sit on for 6 straight hours. Everything now, about it I just love.
I agree with that, and if it was the original Soarin', it may have made the cut. I'm just not in love with the new one as much as you are. It still needs to grow on me. I've only been on it one or two times now. So
now, guess what the cost of that was?
The original?
Whatever. The original, the new one.
The one, so the whole, so that takes into account, like, the whole building, everything like that. So I'm going to guess, like, 120 million?
Yeah, this is saying 50 to 100. That sounded about right to me.
Yeah, I'd say closer to 100, I would think. Although they didn't have to do too much because they already had the pavilion there, so they just kind of had to make the showroom.
If you think about it, if you were to put it in your backyard, you're definitely not going to need to throw 200 people up on that.
No, I don't need the 3 screens. I don't need the 3 rows of seats. Probably 1 row would be enough in case you have a party or something. 1 screen. I don't need the queue. Their queue's not that great, so I don't have to incorporate that into it. Whereas, like, your Peter Pan, you definitely want the queue.
Correct.
In there. And certain ones, that the queue's very important. But this one, you can kind of cheap out. So you just need the screen and all the mechanisms and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still going to be up there. So maybe, like, 70 million to get it in your backyard.
You'd probably do it with that.
Yeah. We could make it work. All right, so I guess it's time for my number one.
And I'm going to guarantee at this point that neither of us have the same number one.
I'm sure that's fair. And actually, we don't have any crossover.
Isn't that crazy?
Considering how much we both like the same
attractions. And how we hate the same attractions, exactly.
Yes. Would you like to guess what my number one is? And I'll do the same for you.
See, I was thinking, first of all, you're never going to guess my number one. Never.
Okay.
I could give you 20 minutes and you're not going to get it.
All right.
Your number one obviously isn't the Carousel of Progress.
No, I was tempted to get it on the list, but no. It's
because that's a ride that you don't have to get off. You could just sit in there. They would never come out and say, you know what I mean? So
that's true.
As far as rewritability, none of us, it's never come into our consideration to sit on there all day. Trying to think what else you really like. Epcot, you're pretty much exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Alex Rodriguez. What's he going out there for?
He's from Miami.
I know he is, but he's got like a Fox microphone. Like, it's in between innings and he's walking on the field. They're doing some weird stuff tonight. They're interviewing.
Oh, doesn't he do the
batters on deck and stuff?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Anyways, so what is going to be your number one? I'm trying to think. Magic Kingdom.
That guy's stalling.
It's not going to be something stupid like Muppet Vision 3D.
No, that's not. That didn't make the list.
The monorail?
No, I thought about monorail, but then again, then I'd have to have three resorts and everything, which would really up the price. I don't think I could do that for $800 million.
The monorail,
not a bad choice, though.
Let's see.
You're missing the obvious.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
No, that's not one of my favorites. When I say this, you're going to kick yourself. Zippity-doo-dah, it's Splash Mountain, baby.
Oh, really?
Of course. A great dark ride, great soundtrack, and a little thrill just to get it in there. And then plus, in those hot summer months, get to cool off a little bit. What's better than having that in your backyard?
I considered that, too.
Did you?
I did consider that one.
So, it came down to my list not having really a thrill ride in there. So I had to get a thrill ride, and I thought about Expedition Everest. I thought about Thunder Mountain. But when it came down to it, I could sit on Splash Mountain all day.
You could.
All day long. I love it. There's so many little details, the animatronics, everything like that. Yeah, no doubt about it. I could sit on that all day. So that was easily my number one.
All right. We're going to go to my number one now?
Yeah, I'd like to take a shot at
this. You want to take a couple shots at this one?
Can I ask you a couple questions?
What is this going to be, like the dating game? Do-do-do-do.
Yes.
Do-do-do-do. Okay, go ahead.
Bachelor number one, is this attraction in one of the four parks?
Oh, see. You can't be asking that question.
All right, so it's not. Okay. Based off of what you said last week, I'm going to say your number one is the pool at the Grand Floridian.
That's incorrect.
Okay. Was I close?
Was I on the right track?
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead. What do you have?
Now, what you were saying about... Splash Mountain, you said that you never wanted to get off it.
Yes.
And when you were a kid, you loved it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I still do. Yep.
This is something, when I was a kid, I couldn't get out of it. And when I recently went back a couple years ago, it was like I was 15 years old again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get out. And that's the Typhoon Lagoon Wave Pool.
Oh, good one.
That is my all-time favorite. I love that.
Like, you could stay in it all day.
All day. I remember when I went with Matt Airy and Scott Campbell, like, they were pretty much done, and, like, they're just standing there kind of giving me that dirty look, like, are you ready? I'm like, one more wave. I can't get enough of it. I love being in that wave pool.
That is pretty cool. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that.
And I like it better than the Lazy River.
See, I'm a Lazy River
guy. Yep.
Which would be good to have at the homestead. I didn't even think of that. That's a good one. So I was close with the pool and off and out of the parks.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking more attraction, though. Attractions. And when I went on to Disney World Attractions, that was there, and the Grand Floridian Pool wasn't.
Fair enough. So I'm guessing the Rose and Crown wouldn't qualify.
It wouldn't have on my list, but like I said, this is our show, Billy. Now, how sweet would it be to have the Grand Floridian Pool and the Rose and Crown?
That would be pretty nice.
You get out of the pool, you go listen to a couple of Billy Joel renditions, have a cocktail, go back into the pool.
Well, or in the waves.
Ugh.
In the wave pool.
We're reimagining the future of Disney, aren't we?
Would you rather spend all day in the Grand Floridian pool or the wave pool?
All day? The Grand Floridian pool. Because the wave is just an active thing. You can only spend like an hour there max. You're going to be exhausted.
That's another thing, though. Does it take away if you're the only one in the waves?
No, it's probably even better because now you're not smashing into people.
That's part of the fun,
people aren't
though,
smashing
isn't it?
Into you.
It's like going to a
I
concert.
I do enjoy
part
it.
Of the Part of the fun's with all the people around.
Yeah, but sometimes it's way too crowded.
Right. That's very true. It can be too crowded. I don't know. It's like the shared experience thing. When we went to the Country Bear Jamboree on that trip that we went in February, the big family trip, were you in that show with us?
I don't think so.
Because I know there was a group, but it was packed. Like, the theater was packed. I haven't been in there with that many people ever. And you could tell it was a lot of people's first times, and they were, like, cracking up at the stuff, and it made it so much better. The show was great because there were so many people in there that were enjoying it, and you could kind of, like, take it as, like, a group thing. So that's kind of where I feel like the wave pool is, where you're in it with other people, and it's kind of like a shared experience, and it kind of ups the enjoyment factor.
Okay.
A little bit. I don't know. I'm probably talking out of my orifice at this point.
Mm.
That's a good list. I think you have a good list. I'm obviously happy with my list.
Both are very unique.
I would, the nice part is we don't have any overlap, so then you could come visit me and do my attractions. I can come visit you.
That's a plan. How nice? Well, that'll be nice, won't it?
Yes, very nice. Like, hey, what's going on? I saw a $79 flight to Tampa. I'm going to come down and ride Spaceship Earth and go in the wave pool for a couple hours.
And the nice thing is, like, we were asking about cheerleader stuff. Like, yeah, I think Thunder Mountain and Peter Pan flight a cheerleader, as well as Soarin', but they're still, like we said, it can be a good attraction and a cheerleader spot. Mm-hmm. People still have not figured out that definition. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's tough, though. It's a little, it's kind of fluid. It's a little bit fluid.
Yeah.
But I guess that's on us. We haven't explained it well enough yet. Yeah, I mean, mine's not too much cheerleader, because I got, you know, the Tree of Life, Living with the Land, People Mover. Although people love the People Mover.
Yes.
But that's not a cheerleader thing either, like you said.
No.
Well, I don't really have anything else to add as far as...
No, this is going
to
be a short episode. We'll take a break. We've got
some social media.
A lot of social media to go through. So we can go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in a second.
This is what I'm rocking out to in Southwest Florida, Jurgen.
Said once, not if.
Very good.
We win the lottery. What will Pat? It, you know, we really didn't put any, building permits in consideration. I mean, I think if you're gonna put a Tree of Life in your backyard, I'm sure the local Congress people are gonna have some issues with that, don't you think?
Probably, but you know what? I'll let my lawyers take care of that.
Yeah, that's why you pay them a
yeah,
big time retainer fee. Exactly.
Yeah, big time retainer fee. So, do you want to get right into this social media nonsense here?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You want to start us off?
Yeah, we'll start on the Facebook. How's that sound?
Yeah, we're going to start on the Facebook.
And you put out a post that says, if you could put one Disney attraction in your backyard, what would it be? And you didn't really bring in the whole lottery thing. You just asked a simple question. And we got a lot of good answers. I think we have 10 responses here. Wow. So, this one hit a nerve with people. They like it. So we'll go back. The first one is Ashley Carloni, and she said, only one. I have to get back to you on that. Top three are Splash Mountain, Soarin', or Rock and Roller Coaster.
That last name is pronounced Carlone, by the way.
I know. I was trying to...
I wasn't sure if you got that.
Yeah, I knew. So she picked three.
Okay. That's fair.
Splash Mountain, Soarin', and Rock and Roller Coaster. Sarah Aruda, who is also known as Por Favor Wife, she said Soarin', but she might prefer that inside the house.
Okay.
I don't know. So either way, I guess it doesn't matter. We could do these inside.
It can be inside. Have to be, yeah, in that's not a problem. You might have to knock down a couple walls to accommodate, but no
right,
big
you want
deal.
The air conditioning and everything.
Yeah, not a big deal.
So Zach Delf said Big Thunder Mountain, the Disneyland version right now, because they just did some upgrades over there on that one. So
okay.
He likes the Disneyland version, which is fair, because you didn't say Disney World attraction, you said Disney attraction. So that's a good one. You had Thunder Mountain on there.
Correct.
So we had Tiffany Warren Sapp that said, if we're taking anything from Disney, she would choose the Emporium, which is interesting. So many shopping opportunities. From an attraction perspective, Mickey's PhilharMagic. If it was a thrill ride, it would be Splash Mountain. So Mickey's PhilharMagic is definitely outside the box.
That's, you know what? That's one that I actually thought of, too.
It's not bad. I like the shows. I thought about, like, Impressions de France and something like that.
But that's just... But the thing is that's something you can just get on a YouTube video.
That's true.
Do you really need the big theater? Because I was thinking the right. same thing, because I love the China one.
Mm.
But I think that's where I become a cheapskate, and I just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, because you can get one of those, like, stupid headsets that people wear, and you can get, like, the 360 version of it going.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because I was trying to be a weasel, like I said, the land pavilion. I was thinking the whole Mexico pavilion, so I'd have, like, the ride and
the
all
food.
That stuff and the restaurant.
Yeah.
I know that wasn't the way to go. Doug Willing said he would pick the Haunted Mansion, which is a good choice. That definitely has rewritability. And when it's in your own backyard, you don't have the weasels on there.
Yes.
Which is a big plus. And there's a lot to look at. That's one of those that you can look at something new every time you go through. So that is a good one. Tim Brooks said, purely for nostalgia reasons, Dumbo.
So that must have been something that he went on with his loved ones when he was a young kid.
Right.
That's
or
what it
took
sounded
his,
like.
Or took his kid on the first ride his kid went on or something.
Could be, yes.
So that's a good reason to
That's
have
a fine
it,
reason. Yep, I'm fine with that.
I wouldn't pick it because I don't have the rewrite ability, but as far as that with nostalgia, it's a great, great call. Catherine, por favor, Catherine, who's going to be down in Walt Disney World in the next few days, is picking Tower of Terror, which is not a bad choice, except I don't know if I could go on that 6-7 times
oh,
in a row without like losing my lunch.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You
Same
like
thing, once or twice, but 6-7 times, yeah, I don't know.
That's what I mean. I mean, the queue is great, and it would look good. It's a nice little themed area and everything, so that wouldn't be bad. We have Heather Up Brainerd said the People Mover.
Solid.
And Sue Willing said definitely the People Mover. And then she asked what I asked. Does that mean you get Space Mountain, Buzz Lightyear, Monsters, Inc., and Carousel of Progress all in with the package deal? So she's trying to be a weasel as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she's trying to be a weasel, exactly.
Which I appreciate. And then John Tyshaw, or Tyshaw, however you say that, is the Tree of Life.
Wow.
How's that?
There's Give two buffoons with this one.
And a great home theater. So he's not even looking to look at the Bug's Life. He just wants the screen and everything, and he can watch like the UNC Tar Heels or something on it.
Wow.
Which isn't a bad call. I didn't even think about that part with the show, being able to like use that giant screen. Even Soarin'. Imagine that, like going up in that thing and just watching like a Florida Gators college football game suspended.
We're just suspended
yeah.
200 feet in the air watching a Gator football game.
You would probably enjoy that. I'd have like a six-pack of...
Yeah, I could put my bear on like the seat where there's no weasels. I got like 9 extra chairs. Bring my food up and my beers. That's perfect.
Every time of a tackle, you'd smell like the grass. They'd put a puff of little puff of grass smell. It's a beautiful thing. So that's a good choice.
When you hear Brett Mushroomberger, we're live at the swamp in Gainesville, Florida. Now my chairs are going up in the air, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there goes the chairs. Perfect.
All right, so now we'll move over to Twitter.
We'll move over to Twitter.
So... Run Disney, at Run Disney, said living with the land is what they would pick. And they said they live close, so they don't really... They like that one because it is their backyard and they live there, so that's good. 365 Days of Disney, Wesley Snyder said he would do the same unless a resort pool counts as an attraction, which it could. We're not totally clear on that, so he might be able to get away with doing a resort pool, but he's picking living with the land as well. Dad Does Disney responded and said living with the land is a good choice, saves on groceries, so he's a cheapskate even though we've won the lottery.
Yeah, I know.
And then at Molly's mom, which is None Your Business on Twitter, said the Haunted Mansion, and Corey White says Spaceship Earth.
So all good solid picks.
Yeah, a lot of different people. I mean, there's some overlaps, but a lot of different choices out there, and you know, everyone has their reasons for what they're going to pick. Like you said, some nostalgia, some some thrill factor, whatever it is, relaxing. So there's a lot of good reasons to pick different things, and you know, hey, you won the lottery, you pick whatever you want. If that's what
whatever
you like,
you
if
want.
You want to
exactly.
have
exactly.
If you want the Tower of Terror in your backyard, then go for it.
And look at what we're doing, Bill. We're not just selfishly pocketing that stuff. We're putting it right back. We're putting construction workers. You know, my Spaceship Earth, that's a 2.5-year build-out.
That's true.
I mean, I got guys working. I'm giving this, putting this right back into the economy.
Now, if you were smart, you could always, like, use those new Tesla tiles and make them, like, solar power. So you could actually, like, power your mansion off of Spaceship Earth, make all solar panels.
That's true.
Out of Spaceship Earth and turn it into a whole operation. Start making money on the deal. Because there's some good square footage you could get on that, certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get some good power. It'd be like the meter going, right, in Christmas Vacation when he plugs in the lights and it shows just the meter going.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
The electric may just be going in reverse because you'd be making the electricity. Anything else to add here, William?
I got nothing else to add. We can wrap things up. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. Our website is www.porfavorpodcast.com. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast. You can email me personally, Mike@porfavorpodcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Mr. Klinsman, what else you got?
We have our YouTube channel,
yes.
youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. And
where we're going to be having our Por Favor cooking class coming up shortly. Is that
correct? Yeah, I think the May one is going to be coming up sometime in August.
The May one's coming up in August, so we're 2 months behind. That's okay.
Yeah, we're okay. I have it actually on my phone. I haven't edited it yet.
So okay.
I'm behind here.
You're too busy using your vacation time. This is Mike Francesa. Where
oh,
just,
here we go.
You don't know where the
Mr.
heck he is.
This is Mr. Disney Dining Review. He's got like,
guys, unbelievable.
Like 17 hours of raw, uncut footage. Just
unbelievable. He couldn't even make eggs in May. That's how dedicated he is.
I made shrimp burgers, actually. They came out really good. I haven't done them for the video. You can email me, Gary@porfavor.com. That's it, and that's all. I have nothing else to add.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks for listening to episode 176 of the Por Favor Montaigne Garce Alejandro de Las podcast. For my co-host, my cousin, up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Dr. Hurley in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.